This is Everything About Business Chinese, a production of China America Radio and the Confucius Institute for Business at SUNY. For a complete listing of upcoming events, visit confuciusbusiness.suny.edu. Now, here's this week's program.
Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Xiao Meng. Welcome to Everything About Business Chinese.
Hi, I'm Colin.
Colin, how are you doing recently?
Good. You know, my Chinese friend Da Long invites me to his home party next week. Can I bring some food from my hometown?
Sure. I think it's a good idea. Let's listen to a dialogue first.
欢迎,请进。
我带了点家乡特色食品,你们尝尝。你太客气了。
Let's listen to the English version.
Hi, welcome. Come in, please.
Hello. I bring some special food from my hometown. Would you like to have a taste?
Thank you so much. That's very kind of you.
Great.
In the first sentence, we hear the host saying, 欢迎,欢迎, which means welcome. 请进 means coming, please.
What does he bring with him? Sorry, I missed that word.
我带了一点家乡特色食品。 你们尝尝。特色食品 means special food. 家乡 is hometown. So, 家乡特色食品 means special food from one's hometown. 你们尝尝 means for you to taste.
我带了一点家乡特色食品。你们尝尝。
Very good. You can use this sentence when you present the special food from your hometown to the host. But don't be upset if your Chinese friends don't open it at once. Because in Chinese culture, it will be considered impolite if the host opens the gift in front of the guest.
Thank you for your tips. Also, I'm not sure about the meaning of the last sentence. I know 不客气 means you are welcome, but what does 你太客气了 mean?
不客气 is the response for thank you, while 你太客气了 means thank you so much, that's very kind of you.
Oh, that's interesting. Shall we practice this dialogue again?
Sure. 欢迎,请进.
我带了点家乡特色食品,你们尝尝.
你太客气了.
Thank you for listening. This is the end of today's program. Today's question is, what does 你太客气了 mean? You can email your answer or your comments to cib@chinaamericaradio.com, and we will post them on our Twitter account at ConfuciusBiz.
You can download today's transcript or listen to the program again for free at chinaamericaradio.com. Just go to the partners page and click on the SUNY CIB banner.
You can also see a listing of the upcoming activities at SUNY Confucius Institute for Business.
下周见。